telephones earlier, but we, you know, the technology is a wonderful thing when it's working.
Definitely.
But we can curse it when it's not. And believe me, I'm glad the mic wasn't open because I was cursing it. Because I want to talk to you about what is a great program, and it's rain barrel sales, but with proceeds going to the Uxbridge Scugog Animal Shelter. So how did this come about?
Well, I actually picked up a rain barrel from this organization. It's rainbarrel.ca, and I had to drive to Sutton to get mine last summer. I think we were raising money for the local Lions Club, and I saw the way that it all worked and the fact that the company allows people to do fundraising for local community groups and charities and provide rain barrels at a really reasonable cost to customers. And I thought, what a great idea. Why don't we do this in Uxbridge? It had been years since we had one here, so I thought, I'm going to organize one. And I've been a volunteer for the new animal shelter for a few years now, so I thought, this is a great cause that I believe in, so that's who I'm going to fundraise for.
No, it is a great idea. Now, what kind of costing are we looking at?
The barrels are $60 each. So if you compare that to the retail price in a store, it's very, very reasonable. So it allows everybody the opportunity to do some rain harvesting at home.
Yeah, because I think the rain barrels, they're closer to $100 by the time you get everything
set up. Usually, yes.
Yeah. Obviously, it is also giving back to the earth, which is something important because I know, March 22nd was World Water Day, and then, of course, April 22nd was Earth Day. And this is your last opportunity to get the barrels, and you got to jump on it right now. Like today would be a good idea.
That would be great. We're going to be taking orders until the weekend, and in fact, Ginger Jackson and I will be at the opening farmer's market of the year in Uxbridge, so if you'd like to come and say hi and order your barrel at the farmer's market, we'd love to see you. But then next week, the company needs to organize our truckload of barrels, and there's a lot of pickup dates coming up on the 28th of May, which is the same as ours. So they'll need that week to get everything in order. So
yeah.
The order page will close after the weekend.
Okay. And it happens that, you know, your pickup day is May 28th at the Uxbridge Arena. And talk about giving back to Earth. Literally, you get some Earth. That happens to be the day that's the free compost pickup as well. So, I mean, you could really feel good about giving back on that one single day.
That's right. And you can get all your gardening tasks out of the way in one shot.
Yeah, which is great. So you've been involved with the animal shelter really since the beginning, haven't you?
Almost. I moved back to Uxbridge in 2012, and it was one of the first organizations that I joined in with.
You're on the inside, and I know the work that Ginger Jackson does and continues to do to bring this to fruition. Just talk about how important it is to have a new facility.
Well, for people who visited the current shelter, they know that it's very small. It's not built for what it's being used for now. I remember going to visit it around this time a couple of years ago, and there were cats in the laundry room. There was a pregnant cat in the hallway. There was another mom with a litter of kittens in the hallway because that's the only place for them to go to be isolated. So we've seen the designs for the new shelter. There's actually going to be a cat maternity ward. It's really exciting to see the sort of space that the animals will have and also the staff so that it's clean and fresh and new and they have the space that they need to work properly.
And I guess the unfortunate part is that they are so busy and need to be so busy because there are so many animals that they have to take care of.
Yes, if we're fans of our new animal shelter Facebook page, you'll see that we're always posting up lost and found animals. There's so many.
And obviously looking for some good homes, and that takes time, space, and that's what will be provided with this new facility.
Definitely.
Well, Lisa, we want to thank you very much. Now, the most important thing is you obviously want to get names to get these barrels. If someone is interested, how do they go about getting one of the barrels?
Well, if you're confident in ordering online, you can go straight to the website, which is rainbarrel.ca, and then you can search for the sale in Uxbridge. It's pretty easy to order on the website, and you can choose to pay with cash when you arrive on the 28th to pick up your barrel, or you can pay online if you prefer. But if you're not so comfortable with the internet, then you can give me a call. Is it okay if I give out my number on the air?
Sure, sure.
Okay.
No problem.
It's 416-951-5231, and my name is Lisa Streets.
Lisa, thanks for your time this morning, and best of luck, and thank you for giving back to the community.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate that you gave me the time to talk. Thanks, Dan.
No problem at all. And that great work continues for the new shelter. which should be up hopefully within a year or so. Congratulations to Ginger Jackson and the volunteers like Lisa Streets.
The commute traffic on 105.5. It's FM.
Good morning and pretty good driving. Now, the West